Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
The legacy of Pope Francis will be the Pope of Mercy and the Pope of Hope.
I didn't expect the crying, not so much. I just think he was beautiful. He was absolutely beautiful.
It was a person of global stature who was just there in your midst like a grandfather in a family.
We start this edition of The Week in Philly looking ahead to Wednesday. That's when the conclave to choose a new pope will begin at the Vatican. Of course, the world has been mourning the passing of Pope Francis, who was laid to rest this past weekend. So how does a conclave work, and what should we expect this week? For more, let's bring in Dr. J.C. Joseph. She is an assistant professor of systematic and constructive theology at Villanova University. And Dr. Joseph, for people who aren't familiar, give us the quick overview. How does this work?
Yeah, so the conclave itself officially begins at 10:30 a.m. on May 7th with a public mass. But I would say that it begins even before, in the interregnum period between the Pope's funeral and the official start of the conclave. There are daily general congregations. And this is when all the cardinals are gathering in Rome and oftentimes meeting each other for the first time. This is the time where they are going to have interventions, speeches, and the theme is, what do they understand to be the needs of the church in a global world today? Right now, some of the themes that are coming out is dealing with the abuse crisis, the ongoing fallout from all of that, right relations with people of different faiths, interreligious dialogue. And, you know, I think today in particular, they were talking about the differences of what does it mean to be a church in a rich society versus a church in a poor society, and the differences that cardinals are seeing. And then I think, yeah, evangelization, and what does it mean to really foreground the concepts of love, mercy, compassion, peace?
I believe there'll be a little more than 130 cardinals that will be in the conclave that will vote. Francis put the vast majority of these cardinals into those positions. Is it fair to expect whoever is chosen to be relatively closely aligned with how he approached the papacy?
I mean, it's a great question. But what I would want to caution is the temptation that we all have to kind of predict or bet or, you know, try and figure out who the next person is, because I think the vastness of different contexts will also play a role, right? So yes, Pope Francis elected many of the current cardinals, but there's not really a personality that matches Francis exactly, right? And so in many ways, it may be more of a moderate or someone else. And so I honestly think it could be a surprise.
Now, the process, the conclave, at its heart, is it fair to say that this is a very political process?
Actually, campaigning is not allowed when the Pope is still alive. You could be excommunicated if you even dare to want to be the next Pope, right? Because it signifies a kind of desire for power that's maybe unhealthy and not really conducive to a servant leadership. But yes, it's human, right? And people have preferences. Cardinals may choose who they're more familiar with or who they're friends with. But there is a lot of deep meditation, time for silence. Even when they're taking the oath, right before, there's a meditation offered. One of the main themes is to just keep your eyes on God and try to discipline yourself from all the other distractions. There is an attempt to clear out all the noise and be present. I think that's what makes surprise possible. Pope Francis was a surprise. You know, I think in the betting markets in 2013, he was like ranking 15th, right? So political, yes, because we're human. But I think with the amount of prayer, silence, meditation that's there, there's openness to a different dimension.
So what should we look for as far as once the conclave starts? Are there tea leaves to read as far as what direction things are going, or are we just waiting for the white smoke that tells us a pope has been chosen?
What I will be paying attention to first is the themes that had emerged in the general congregations before the interventions, because those are the themes that the cardinals are going to take with them into the conclave, right? So what are the criteria by which they are thinking is important for the future pope? Like the future pope needs to be attentive to interreligious dialogue, to really being present and being a church of the poor, to the abuse crisis, to interreligious dialogue. So all of these different elements, it seems like those themes then become what the cardinals will be looking for in the next pope. And then, you know, paying attention to Matteo Bruni, who is the head of the Vatican press office. Every day he's going to be giving a daily press briefing. He can't say much, but what is it that he's going to be saying in terms of his summary of the day's events? And then, you know, looking out at 12 noon and 7 p.m., if there's black smoke, they usually burn two sets of votes. But if the earlier set was a positive, then the white smoke could come at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. So those are some of the things to be attentive to.
And about how many days do you think we should expect? Or is that completely a wild card?
The one for Francis was, I think, 24 hours. And I think Benedict was also 24 hours. And John Paul II was 48 hours. So it just seems that in recent history, they haven't been drawn out. But, you know, conclaves have taken 3 years. So I don't know if anyone has the patience for that. But yeah, definitely, I think it may be on the shorter end as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. J.C. Joseph, Assistant Professor of Systematic and Constructive Theology at Villanova University. And we are just getting started on The Week in Philly. Much more to come. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.